First of all, and I'm not going to go into detail about anything. My major concern is my three kids and the things that are put out there and the things that are being said. So, like everybody's aware of, this moment happened over a year ago. The case was dropped 5 days after the moment happened. And we've moved forward with our lives at this point. And while I'm not okay with the decision, I have to respect it. And so I look forward to a 15-game season and moving forward with my teammates.
Josh, obviously the NFL feels like something wrong happened. Do you dispute that?
Well, I mean, the case was dropped 5 days after, and the district attorney dropped it. He's the only one that can drop it. So there's nothing more that I can actually even say about it at this point.
Had the Giants been aware all along? Had you been in communication with them, or did this
happen? I notified the Giants the day it happened to protect them just in case the media did get a hold of it. Yeah, I looked out for them, and then they have to notify the NFL, so that's the way things kind of got moving.
Is that what was the league's explanation for why they gave the suspension then?
Just conduct policy. It falls within the very large pool that is the conduct policy.
Josh, with you being in a week here and all with the tough, I mean, with this disruption, how do you try to make up for this week that you're going to lose?
I'm going to spend it with my daughter. I'm going to go home and take her to school and be a dad and do the things that I need to do, that I get the opportunity to do because of this, and take that as an opportunity I've never had as a player, is to take my daughter to school on the first day. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll continue to be kicking and working and preparing, and nothing as far as preparation will change for me.
Josh, are you and your wife still young?
No, we're divorced, and the divorce is final.
The basis of your disagreement with the NFL decision, is that because the charges were dropped, or was there other circumstances?
Nope, that's it.
To be fair, this was an issue between you and your wife?
Yep.
Did you feel that you needed to stand with your teammates?
My teammates have known since the day it happened. Everybody's known. Everybody's been a part of it. You know, guys have been very supportive. Guys from around the league, ex-coaches, players that know my character, you know, have been very supportive through the process. I mean, like we said, this has been a year, and I've had to play with this over my head, and I've continued to play well, and I will continue to play well.
Do you know why the process took so long? Sorry, suspension?
That I don't know, no.
Josh, how many appeals did you have?
Well, only one real appeal, yeah. So, I mean, we've exhausted everything that the NFL allows at this. And, I mean, we're not going to do anything else. We'll take it for what it is, take the one game, and move on.
When did they tell you at some point you were going to be suspended, and when did you appeal that?
I believe this was back in June, that we knew the appeal process would come. Yeah.
Especially in the larger context, there's been a lot of debate about the personal conduct policy for Roger Goodell's power as a player and discussions with fellow players. Are you mindful of it? Are you uncomfortable with the broad powers that he does have in this, not only in your case, but in dealing with other cases with other players as well?
Well, I mean, I'm uncomfortable with it, but I just want to kick field goals. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, I'm not the power. I'm just here to do this job and help this team in every way that I can. And that's what I've done since I've been here for 4 years. And I've done it well, and I want to continue to do it well. So I really don't even concern myself with it. There are guys on this team that are appointed to represent us, and that's their concern, and they can have it. You know, I'm looking to finish strong with my career as long as it goes. It's been great so far, and I just want to end on a good note.
Just to be clear, the charge that was dropped is a domestic violence
charge. I believe so, yeah.
Is that an isolated incident?
It was just a moment. Yeah.
Josh, still, with all the attention domestic violence has given with other players and
whatnot,
sure. Going forward, do you, I don't know, a spokesperson against it? Do you do anything?
Well, I think we're all against it, and I would speak out against it, of course. You know, but that opportunity hasn't arisen for me.
Was this a factor at all in your negotiations or whatever to come back here?
I don't believe so. No, no. I mean, obviously that was in the back of our minds. They knew that this was a possibility. But I think my numbers and the way that I've conducted myself as a player and as a representative of the league, you know, I have a good reputation, and I have a good reputation over the whole league. So I think Jerry and the guys that were involved in my negotiations were very, I mean, they were fair, you know. 37, I ain't getting any younger. So.
It was a charge, and it was dropped, but your name is now attached to it, something like that. It was a charge. How do you make sense of that, or how does that make you feel?
Well, it's not something that you want. And like I said, my main concern is my kids. That's the last thing you ever want to be on the internet, that they would read or their friends would read, and the way that they would be approached at school and how they're looked upon. So, is it good? No, it's not.